live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Sealty University Healthcare Group has some of the worst waiting lists in the country, with over 143,000 people awaiting care. Former Derry City and Finn Harps footballer Patrick McCourt has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with sexual assault on a female. The Sinn Féin leader has accused the Taoiseach of being corrupt when it comes to housing developers. And a Donegal deputy has called on the government to resolve outstanding issues for school secretaries and caretakers. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the Sealty University Healthcare Group has some of the worst waiting lists in the country, with over 143,000 people awaiting care. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association says patients in the West and Northwest are facing excessive delays in care because hospitals are missing out on new beds and are struggling with a shortage of consultants. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The IHCA says 4,500 additional patients are now waiting longer than a year for inpatient or day case treatment across the group compared with 2015, while only 36 of the 806 additional acute beds open nationwide over the past 2 years were in Sealty Group hospitals. One in four permanent consultant posts were either vacant or not filled. IHCA President Professor Alan Irvine says the government needs to progress practical plans to expand hospital capacity and consultant staffing in the West and Northwest without delay, or people in the region will be grappling with waiting lists for the next decade. The survey shows a 17% increase in the number on the waiting list at Letterkenny University Hospital, with 18,767 on the list in January of this year, compared to 16,035 in 2015. That compares to a 63% increase across the group.
The HSE says cars are part of the owner's risk at Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Albert Doherty raised concern at yesterday's meeting of the Regional Health Forum West after damage was caused to a number of vehicles parked at the hospital. In one case, €2,500 worth of damage was caused to a car belonging to an employee of the hospital. Councillor Doherty says there was a lack of assistance from the car security firm employed at the hospital, who stated that cameras were not functioning properly or at all. In response, the HSC says it is not possible to cover all of the over 1,100 car park spaces at the hospital with CCTV. However, Councillor Doherty says that is not good enough.
I have to express my gross disappointment in the answer received, confirmation on over 1,100 car park spaces in the campus, confirmation that it's managed by an external company, confirmation that there are cameras in situ, but it's not possible to cover all the car park spaces, and a commitment to upgrade all of our CCTV cameras on the hospital grounds early in 2022. But that still leaves, and one particular case where a person talks about an employee at the hospital and up to £2,500 worth of damage and finding no recourse of what avenue he should pursue. And with the company there looking after the car parks and making their mobile movements throughout, I don't think that's good enough.
Because arguably, it is probably the busiest car park in the entire county. Surely it warrants cameras at every angle.
I would agree there. And I would be asking the HSE to ensure, first of all, everyone should be given a hearing and there should be some information shared, and not just listen, you park and you park at the owner's risk. There should be better information for all of those who, when they go to work or when they go to visit their loved one, hope and expect their car to be safe for the duration of the visit.
The Sinn Féin leader has accused the Taoiseach of being corrupt when it comes to housing developers. Mary Lou MacDonald alleged the reason there has been no progress in housing is the relationship between government and housing developers, while Micheál Martin said Sinn Féin's relationship with the IRA was the biggest corrupter in Irish society. Mary Lou McDonald kicked off the heated exchanges in the Dáil Chamber.
The reason why this has dragged on is because your buddies, who had a public-private partnership arrangement with the state at the time, went bust and let the entire community down. I could go on and on, Ciarán Cúrtha. I don't have the scope to recount the corruption, the corrupted nature of your relationship with the people that I refer to.
Former Derry City and Finn Harps footballer Patrick McCourt has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with sexual assault on a female. 38-year-old Patrick McCourt of Wheatfield Court, Moff, in County Donegal, was charged with one count of sexual assault that was said to have occurred on January the 30th this year. Sasha Wiley reports.
The 38-year-old from Wheatfield Court in County Donegal has been accused in relation to an incident in a nightclub in Derry last month. He's charged with intentionally touching a woman in a sexual manner without her consent. At the outset of the proceedings, McCourt, who was capped 18 times by Northern Ireland during his career, was asked if he understood the charge he was facing. With his wife, Laura, sitting beside him, he replied yes, but definitely not guilty.
The Dáil has heard that Mica homeowners were fearful of what they would wake up to in the midst of adverse weather conditions that battered Donegal over the past week. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty pressed Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform Michael McGrath on when homeowners would see the enhanced redress scheme rolled out. He told Minister McGrath that it has been a difficult and frightening time for Mica homeowners.
For those of us in safe homes, we slept in the comfort of knowing that we were safe as the storm raged outside. But for many, many families and children that went to sleep in affected Mica and Pirate homes, they didn't have that security. They have described this as a humanitarian crisis, and that needs to be responded to with urgency. So can I ask you, Minister, the legislation still hasn't been published for the new scheme. We don't know what level of support will be there for families. So when will the legislation be published, and can you commit to 100% redress, which is what is needed and what is demanded? Yes,
while acknowledging the impact recent weather events have had on homeowners, Minister Michael McGrath failed to give a timeline as to when the €2.2 billion scheme would be accessible.
Minister Dara Bryan is awaiting the final report from the SCSI in relation to the cost per square foot grant rate, which will be based on different house types. That will be set out in the final report, which is expected, as I understand, very shortly. And the bringing forward of that legislation, and more importantly, bringing that scheme into operation is a key priority. And we'll work with you cooperatively to get that done as quickly as possible.
8,058 new COVID-19 cases have been reported today. 4,158 of them were confirmed through PCR tests, while a further 3,900 people registered a positive antigen test through the HSE portal yesterday. As of 8 o'clock this morning, 593 COVID-19 patients were hospitalised, 54 of them in ICU. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 14 infected cases, one of them in intensive care. A Donegal deputy has called on the government to resolve outstanding issues for school secretaries and caretakers. Tomorrow, school secretaries and caretakers, represented by FORSA, return to talks at the Workplace Relations Commission around pay and pension arrangements for grants-funded positions. Deputy Thomas Pringle Nadal pressed the Taoiseach to commit to resolving outstanding issues. He urged Micheál Martin to find a resolution.
Tomorrow, school secretaries and caretakers represented by FORSA Union return to talks at the WRC around pay and pension arrangements for grants-funded positions. These protracted talks are despite the Taoiseach stating in the Chamber here in the first months of this government that it was your government's objective to regularise employment terms, conditions and pension rights for school secretaries. I expect I'll get the stock reply about letting the process run its course, Taoiseach, but the stumbling block to the settlement is the obvious intransigence on the part of two ministers involved in the talks. So my question to you is, Taoiseach, will you appeal to Ministers Foley and McGrath directly to settle this now along the lines contained in the Fianna Fáil election manifesto, which stated, it is manifestly unfair that two people doing the same job with the same qualifications and to the same standard should be on vastly different wages? Or do you endorse the continued delay, which is characteristic of the ministers who are captured by the departments they supposedly lead?
Well, in response, the Taoiseach says there is a will to find a resolution.
I can assure you that Minister Foley wants this resolved and is very anxious and supportive of the talks process, and Minister McGrath does as well. And both have given it considerable momentum since the formation of government. There have been intense discussions at the WRC from September of last year. Progress was made. the department has offered to move school secretaries' pay rates to a scale which is aligned with the clerical officer grade 3 pay scale on a pro rata basis according to a secretary's current working pattern. As you say, further dialogue. So the department has also offered to improve the conditions for school secretaries with regard to sick leave, annual leave and maternity provisions for them. And also further dialogue continues to take place.
There's
a meeting on the 26th of January and there's a further meeting now tomorrow.
Time is up.
Which is a result of the last meeting and reflections on that. And I hope we can get this sorted.
A local pig farmer has described the situation facing the sector at present as the perfect storm. It's hoped that a €7 million sports support scheme announced yesterday will counteract some of the challenges, but it has been deemed as a short-term fix. A maximum payment of €20,000 will be available to those affected. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, Jimmy Mooney, a pig farmer in Mallon Head, says while it's a start, it won't go far enough.
The pig industry is a perfect storm at present. There's usual highs and lows in the prices of pigs, but at present we've had COVID, we've had Brexit, we've had collapse in our markets in China, we've had unprecedented high prices for feed, and now we've got low pig prices, and the squeeze on the margins are completely unprecedented. We've never seen the likes of this before. We're able to shift pigs. At present, it is better than it was, but the price has not recovered at all. The factories are due to the COVID, struggle to get the meat processed, and there's a backlog in the system. It's going to take a long time to get that sorted out. Due to the COVID, there was severe disruption in the processing sector, and we're still suffering that. This problem is EU-wide, and they're trying to sort it out a bit from the EU level as well. So I don't think this is going to be enough, or there will be bankruptcies imminent if there isn't something bigger done. I know it sounds awful, but the scale of the problem is unprecedented. Our sector doesn't collect grants. You know, the pig sector doesn't lift. This would have been the first grant I've received.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with rugby, and Ian Henderson has been ruled out of Ireland's Six Nations meeting with Italy on Sunday. The Ulster lock tested positive for COVID-19 and will complete his isolation period at home. None of the rest of the squad have tested positive. Meanwhile, captain Jonathan Sexton said he's good to go for Sunday's game at the Aviva. The out half was forced to miss the defeat away to France a fortnight ago with a hamstring strain, but he's feeling better.
Maybe he's carrying a knock from the Wales game that I was trying to, you know, train with that could have had a bearing, but you know, you just don't know for sure. Anyway, it was a minor enough thing. I bounced back well from it, thankfully, and I've had some good training at the back end of last week and then fully today with the lads and got some kicking in as well back end of last week and early this week. So in a good place now and you know, fit for selection.
Elsewhere, Munster have announced that Irish qualified hooker Chris Moore will join the province in the summer from Exeter University. And Dan McFarland says Frank Bradshaw Ryan will offer Ulster something different in the second row. The towering lock will join the province from French second tier side Nevers. Moving on to soccer, in Wembley and Tottenham Hotspur Stadium are reportedly both on standby to host the Champions League final should the venue be moved from Russia. UEFA is facing growing calls to switch the location because of an increase in tensions between Moscow and Ukraine. Well, interim Manchester United manager Ralf Rangnick insists the Champions League is not a distraction to his squad. They're in Madrid for the first leg of their last 16 tie with Atletico Madrid tonight. On the domestic front, United are battling to retain Champions League football, but Rangnick is focused on tonight's job.
The Champions League can never be a distraction. That's why the team qualified and were desperate to qualify for this season's Champions League. And if we want to qualify for the Champions League next season, how can it then be a distraction once you're in the playoffs? This is why we are playing here and why we're all here working for this club. We want to play Champions League and we are playing against one of the best teams in Europe.
Kick-off tonight's at 8 o'clock. Tonight's other last 16 tie is in Lisbon. That also kicks off at 8 o'clock. It sees Benfica take on Ajax. And there's a huge couple of weeks for Liverpool. It continues tonight. They entertain Leeds tonight, knowing if they won the game in hand, they'll be within 3 points of Premier League leaders Manchester City. Kick-off at Anfield is 7:45. There's two other games as well this evening. They get underway at 7:30, with Spurs away to lowly Burnley and Roy Hodgson's Watford. They entertain his former side, Crystal Palace. Up in Scotland, Dundee United's Scottish Premiership home game with St Mirren this evening has been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. It was due to be Stephen Robertson's first match as the visitors manager, but that will now be the home game to Hearts on Saturday. And in the Championship tonight, there's six games down for decision. Among those, Wayne Rooney's Derby County, they host Millwall, and leaders Fulham there at home to Peterborough United. In other news, Northern Ireland ladies suffered a 1-0 defeat to Romania in their international friendly in Marbella this afternoon. It was the last of three matches for Kenny Shields' side on a 10-day training camp as they prepare for this summer's European Championships. They beat the Faroe Islands and played out a 2-2 draw with Switzerland. And locally, Derry City chairman Philip O'Doherty says a contract extension for manager Rory Higgins shows the club is fully behind the team. Higgins agreed a new deal that keeps him there until the end of 2025, as has defender Donegal man Ronan Boyce. The Candy Stripes opened their SSE Electricity League Premier Division season with a 2-2 draw with Dundalk last weekend. In boxing, Kelly Harrington and Aoife O'Rourke are both guaranteed at least bronze medals at the Strania International Tournament in Sofia. Olympic champion Harrington defeated Kazakhstan's Adana Zabekinkova to progress to the lightweight last four, while O'Rourke registered a unanimous decision win over Davina Michelle in the middleweight division. In cricket, India are set to visit Ireland for a T20 international this summer. It's the first time the countries have met since 2018. Ireland yesterday qualified for this year's T20 World Cup with a 56-run win over Oman. In golf, Northern Ireland's Michael Hoy has announced his retirement from professional golf to become a referee on the DP World Tour. Hoy, a five-time winner on the European Tour and part of the victorious Walker Cup team in 2001, will begin his new role in South Africa next month as a referee. And Phil Mickelson has apologised for his reckless comments about a proposed Saudi-backed breakaway league and said he will be taking a break from golf. Accounting firm KPMG has also ended a sponsorship deal with Mickelson that followed those comments by the six-time major winner on that proposed Saudi Golf League. And the 2024 Solheim Cup will be staged at Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Gainesville in Virginia. The course has been chosen for the biennial tournament between Europe and United States. In tennis, world number three Alexander Zverev has been thrown out of the Mexico Open after repeatedly smashing the umpire's chair with his racket. It followed a doubles match victory today. And Andy Murray, he's out of the Dubai Tennis Championships after losing in straight sets to Italy's Yannick Sinner. The three-time Grand Slam winner was defeated 7-5, 6-2 in the second round by the world number 10. Finally, for this evening, the Donegal Women's League AGM is on this evening in the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny. It starts at 7:30. All clubs are asked to attend. That's your sports. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a preferred route corridor has emerged for the proposed Lifford Castlefin Greenway. While a number of route options were already identified, Donegal County Council say they were found to have a number of shortfalls. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Further to the constraints study and recent public consultation undertaken for the proposed greenway, which outlined the three route options under consideration, the emerging preferred route has been identified as the red option along the northern verge of the N15. The alternative blue and purple options were found to have a number of shortfalls in comparison to the red option, primarily risk of flooding and accessibility. The council has confirmed that design of the greenway route along the northbound verge is progressing, with a Part 8 application anticipated in March of this year. Greenway's capital projects will continue engaging with landowners and residents along the route in regard to the proposed design. Comments or queries on the proposed project can be emailed to liffordgreenway@donegalcoco.ie.
Donegal County Council is to seek additional funding for a special programme to drain and clean water tables along the county's roads. issue was raised by Councillor Donal Coyle, who said the council should also liaise with Transport Infrastructure Ireland regarding roads under the remit of the TII. Officials say there is already substantial funding set aside for drainage but will seek more. Councillor Coyle says where there isn't good drainage, roads are being damaged by running water.
It's a huge issue. It's a huge issue, not alone on local roads and county roads and regional roads, but also on national roads as well. And I have added to my motion today a particular road, and that is the Manor Cunningham to Lufford Road, and especially from Geldon across roads down to Mondewy. There's a stretch of that road there that whenever there's heavy rain, the water comes right across the road, and with the heavy traffic there, there certainly will be an accident happening there if the water tables aren't done along that road.
As well as making the road slippy and potentially dangerous in that way, it must also be undermining the actual integrity of the road. And I mean, it must be. We see many potholes on roads, we see roads deteriorating, and this must be a major contributor.
Without a doubt. Now, last year, Donegal County Council really did a great job on tarring a lot of roads and upgrading many roads. But you know, the unfortunate thing about it is water running down along the sides of the road, and it cuts into the road, and that's happening on many roads in the county.
A status yellow snow ice warning has been issued for the entire country. It will run from 10 o'clock tonight until midday tomorrow. Met Éireann says wintry showers and ice on untreated surfaces will lead to hazardous driving conditions. A warning had already been issued for Donegal, which will also have a yellow wind warning in place tomorrow. And finally, a road close to Teeling is closed due to a storm damage caused to an air pole along the road. Air say they plan to carry out repairs tomorrow. Scattered wintry showers developing this evening, windy with strong and gusty southwest winds, which will reach near gale or gale force at times near the coast, with highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And the closing headlines, the Sealtic University Healthcare Group has some of the worst waiting lists in the country, with over 143,000 people awaiting care. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association says patients in the west and northwest are facing excessive delays in care because hospitals are missing out on new beds and are struggling with a shortage of consultants. Meanwhile, the HSE says cars are parked at the owner's risk at Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Albert Doherty raised concern at yesterday's meeting of the Regional Health Forum West after damage was caused to a number of vehicles parked at the hospital. Former Derry City and Finn Harps footballer Patrick McCourt has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court charged with sexual assault on a female. 38-year-old Patrick McCourt of Wheatfield Court Muff in County Donegal was charged with one count of sexual assault that was said to have occurred on January the 30th this year. And a local pig farmer has described the situation facing the sector at present as a perfect storm. It's hoped that a €7 million support scheme announced yesterday will counteract some of the challenges, but it has been described as a short-term fix. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 23rd of February. The death has occurred of Florence McCafferty, Trusk, Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at her home from tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral Mass will be streamed live on the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, direct to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Josie Mitchell, née O'Hagan, Glen Carr, Letterkenny. Josie's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 7 to 8 this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Cullum Kills Church, Glendoan, followed by interment in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.